Implications for the Collisional Strength of Jupiter Trojans from the Eurybates Family, by Raphael Marshall et al. In this work, we model the collisional evolution of the Jupiter Trojans and determined under which conditions the Eurybates-Quetta system survives. We show that the collisional strength of the Jupiter Trojans and the age of the Eurybates family and by extension Quetta are correlated. The collisional grinding of the Jupiter Trojan population over 4.5 grays results in a size frequency distribution, SFD, that remains largely unaltered at large sizes, greater than 10 kilometers, but is depleted at small sizes, 10 meters to 1 kilometer. This results in a turnover in the SFD, the location of which depends on the collisional strength of the material. It is to be expected that the Trojan SFD bends between 1 and 10 kilometers. Based on the SFD of the Eurybates family, we find that the family was likely the result of a catastrophic impact onto a 100 kilometers rubble pile target. This corresponds to objects with a rather low collisional strength, 10 times weaker than that of basaltic material studied in Benz Asfog 1999. Assuming this weak strength, and an initial cumulative slope of the size frequency distribution of 2.1 between diameters of 2 meters and 100 kilometers when the Trojans were captured, the existence of Quetta, the satellite of Eurybates, implies an upper limit for the family age of 3.7 grays. Alternatively, we demonstrate that an unconventional collisional strength with a minimum at 20 meters is a plausible candidate to ensure the survival of Quetta over the age of the solar system. Finally, we show how different collisional histories change the expected number of craters on the targets of the Lucy mission and that Lucy will be able to differentiate between them. This was Implications for the Collisional Strength of Jupiter Trojans from the Eurybates Family, by Raphael Marshall et al.